visit with her.
So we just audited her, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
You did?
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
Auditor?
Auditor.
This would be him.
Me? It's sitting right there.
She probably didn't let me walk in now, but she probably came to the school, principal, gave to
him. It said we did the auditor, didn't it?
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did you think I said?
Audit her.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I know she told me that she could.
I went down, Ron, before we got past all that went first. And, well, I mean, we had talked about...
You're right. All right. Let's jump on
most of those that are controversial are going to be in the middle there. And when I looked at that, there's one thing that I didn't understand, and I have to... Is half of all of that somewhere else, because half of the roads
just,
are in.
Just the salary.
Just the salary. Okay.
Not that the other half should be, but that's how we said that.
There was a question that I had on that, because I looked at it the other day. It was probably just me, because I know.
This is where Rick threw me in here. And how did you do that?
His raise was $2,000.
Did the
I get 20,000 times two is even 400. I just don't know how you could figure that any other way.
And you're talking about the salary. What do you have for the raise in it?
Well, I had 400, but you told me it's 401. So I changed my total. But it is 400, isn't it?
No, it's 400.01.
It can be. 20,000 times 4. But 20,000 times 2 is 4.
And 2% of 2% increase gave him $800.02.
Well, in that case, you're paying them more than what the salary came out, which was $40,000.
He got raised. Remember, that's got raised. Maybe it's because...
Here it is. You're shortening 2 cents. 47, I see it right here, 47.99.98.
And gentlemen, which budget... are we looking at?
123.
Okay, thanks.
This is being done on the basis of probably where I was off that point. Okay, can I write in what
it is instead of what these
you
know what I suggest is the last check that you either did not quit overpaying these people by a penny.
I think Don does that. I really do.
Or underpaying these people by a penny.
I know she does. I know it. I'm just wondering.
The only thing I was kind of wondering about, he had an equipment line, showed thousands.
Right.
Okay.
Did he close the part and just come back for something else? I don't know what that is.
I didn't either. And I seen where it was, the actual was 426.
Right.
And then it came back for
something else.
Something else. Now, is that possibly a printer or
knowing that he's putting everything into a lump ball that we're going to stick in here in a minute. Oh, we already did that, didn't we? 120? Is that what the figure we used?
I think so. 114. No, 104.
That's it. Something else, Daniel.
Okay.
But I don't know what it is.
And the other thing that I've seen that was I didn't know we allowed 2,000 for training last year because we knew that he would need a lot, but he increased it to 2,500.
Okay.
Is that questionable, or has he already got those lined out? Or
I know that he's got certain things that he wants to go to. It doesn't mean we have to let him go, but...
Okay. I'm not trying to be difficult, but I'm just trying to figure out... probably should have went and asked him maybe so I could have got more clarification on... Because it's 500 more than what he...
Here in 2012, he had 2,000 news and conferences and was already through that 11 months, but 2,350. So he shorted himself somewhere else in order to make that up so that he would stay in the budget.
But he really shouldn't have as much next year, probably.
I'd say he'll have more if he's got more conferences, right? It's not like you just go to a conference and then they don't have conferences the following year.
Right.
But certainly we can...
Well, my question was there's a learning process. And
a continuing education process.
And I know that he's going to try to go and learn as much as he possibly can. But it was...
You want to mark it down? I'm right here with
it's,
you.
It's not anything with a big scheme of... things, but I was just kind of wondering about those two issues, what they were, purchase and...
Let's ask him. Because I don't know. Equipment and the dues and conference, right?
Yeah, but here, Ron, let me go further here so you understand.
Okay.
Not asking. Because we're at the lowest training.
Yep.
I feel like that the training... part of it had nothing wrong with the training part of it, but when you add the two together, that's a lot of that's $4,200 worth of what I consider training. We don't go to those conferences and things like that without coming back with more value than what we should have invested. So that's something you can ask him. I don't have any. And I'm sure it'll be settled.
I'm not arguing. I just don't have the answers.
That's what I'm saying. I should have went and talked to him on that. But until we do, we might as well bypass that one. I thought we were just going right on down the line until we...
Transfers and debt service? Is that next?
Yes.
We are at 550. 450 and 100. I put 550 and 100. I did that wrong. No, 450 then 100 equals 550 total. You got that, Dan?
And which one are we?
124.
Thank you.
Do you know anything about that part of it? I mean, Ron, you don't know about the bonds.
This isn't bonds. This is an emergency fund, which is $450,000, and then the other is transferred out to assessment from general county revenue of $100,000.
Okay.
So those two combined would total $550,000.
Okay.
So the emergency is a fund that only we have access to, but anybody can use it, given that
it's approved. And of course, as long as it's approved by me.
Right.
Okay. We've already... That's the 100, so that totals the 550, is
yes,
what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
All right. Have we already... See, I didn't know we'd already got down this far.
Well, we did some different things. You and I did the other day when...
Yeah.
Well, that was on these small budgets with Rick. What's next, Rick? Jail tax and judicial facility. And we put in... Did we back that up? Why did I go back to the 1635?
That's what it was in.
We looked. We got a copy of what that payment was.
The payment's going to be when you put that over that line that's in.
Oh, there we go.
On the request, there should be over there on that one.
But the total that you're anticipating is we're going to do 1.7 instead of the 1.2.
Well, almost 1.8.
I know that we had that bond payment.
I need to look at the Hills TIF and Landing TIF and see what we budgeted in the opinion is, 1/8 of what we're bringing in for the expense.
Because if we can save right here, that's $400,000. If we don't actually have that payment.
We'll have a payment of $1,494,826.
And that's the jail thing.
That's the bond payment for the jail, yes.
Okay. Here's where we go. Let me state again. We got the bond payments. Remember, we got a copy of those the other day that she brought up, and it was considerably less than what you had on this form. That's why I'm bringing that up again. It was less than this amount. You had said that there was going to be a big increase, but
yeah,
there wasn't.
There was going to be a big increase next year. I think it was wrong, but wasn't. I'm pretty sure this is right. I will check it and make sure, Rob. I will check and make sure.
That's the one we had the conversation about.
And I do have that number.
But when you get that number, then that'll solid it because there's only.
I mean, also check the. Let me check the other real quick. Then,
yeah. Yeah, but I'm. Okay. I thought that though.
The bond thing I had in there, I think, was the correct one. I thought it was going up next year by 400,000.
Well, this is going up by 350. From 146 to 494.
Okay, I'll look at it and make sure, because I don't think it would be. I don't think it would be that. I can make sure. I'll look at that. Because whatever it's supposed to be is what I'll put in there. And I'm going to do the same thing with the TIFs real quick, make sure they match up TIFs. We're going to do that before we go on.
Okay. Yeah, look those TIFs over, because I thought I seen somewhere else in here where we had.
You didn't have two holdouts, did you? Don't you just do that one? What's your view?
I thought we'd seen the TIFs somewhere else, Rick.
This is the 1/8 cent, the TIF on the 1/8 cent, and we also have the 1/2 cent.
Okay, all right, that's where I seen it. Yeah, in 114, that's where we just got the review and so that's forgive me for.
For what?
Where do I pay the TIF side of it? There it is.
You do 114. Okay. But you predicted that we're going to be at 625, which is, you'd be right, correct?
You just have to wait till you bring up those figures. You'll have exactly. You'll have the exact figures, won't you?
For the TIFs? No. The TIFs.
Well, I mean.
I will have the exact figure for mine. Thank you.
These are the figures, then we have to budget something in GCR to cover the balance because this amount of money doesn't cover this expense.
We're budgeting GCR right here. This is part of GCR.
I have it right here. $1,625,000 is budgeted to come in. Those are the funds that we utilize to pay the $1.7 million showing expenditures over here, which is short.
1.635 is what's the expenditures. Well, if I can check that bond payment.
Right. And then the subsequent TIF withholdings, right?
TIF payments I just checked. Based on what we budgeted in 114, the TIF payments would be 118,750 and 875.
See, there is one of the places where last year we paid the bond and then we paid also some jail expense out of the revenue stream from the 1/8 cent. So are we saying that we're down that much, Rick, that we're not even going to be able to cover our bond?
We'll cover the bond, but we won't cover the TIF payments that go along with it. And
yeah.
Bond then, and the TIF payments.
Then my point is we're going to have to budget that additional money somewhere, aren't we?
No, Ron, it's budgeted right here. We're budgeted an expense right here. Okay. And the revenues all come together.
All right, so we're going to take it from somewhere, right?
And yes, it will. In other words,
where are we going to pay that out?
We're going to pay it right out of here.
How are we going to get enough money in there to pay it?
This is part of General County Revenue, and General County Revenue has all the monies that we have.
Let me state it better, Rick. What I would appreciate is knowing how much, somehow within the budget structure, that we're supplementing the bond payment out of General County Revenue so that we can clearly see that. Because this way, we don't know. I mean, sure, we can go in and we can calculate it, but it would be nice if somewhere it was shown that, well, they're supplementing that by $75,000.
I can do a little calculation for you then if I want to. We can't budget it differently, I don't believe, but we can do the calculation. I'm sure it can be budgeted differently. Don't.
We can transfer, no, it's in General County Revenue. I wish it wasn't, but it is. It's a separate sales tax.
But it'll have to be supplemented for the TIF payments out of General County Revenue.
It'll have to be subsidized. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it continues around. Okay. Yeah. Okay, let's move on.
I was thinking that last year we used $300,000 to supplement the jail tax.
Danny, this year that law enforcement tax is brought in $177,938.15 this year, 2012.
Say that again. It's about what?
$177,938.15.
Sales tax has brought in $177,000.
Yes.
It better have brought in about $1.7 million.
Let me go back and figure that. That was another thing brought in last month. I'd have to total them up. I can do this one. I have a spreadsheet handy for me to total them up. Well, I've got it right here. Do 669,334 divided by 4.
I'm sorry, what is it?
6,693,34. Oh, 34, yeah. 0 there. Sorry.
6 million.
693.
693.
034.
034.
Divided by 4.
So what's right? 1,673,258.50. This year. So if it brings in that next year, based on this budget, we're going to be about 27,000 short.
But we also have only spent this year.
Yeah. We'll spend what? That much?
This much. We'll see if we spent more because I'm getting better.
Let me tell you what state will, my guess is they're going to ask, how are you tracking? How do you know that the monies that came in were spent for law enforcement purposes? It's easy for us to say, well, look at this. We've got all these law enforcement. They want. They're not your drive-by shooting auditors. They're going to, we want you to track this. And it's okay.
Yeah.
Get there. We'll listen to them whenever they bring it up. Yeah. Because we know that that's, in fact, just what you said. Those dollars were expended for other costs there.
So we,
I'm there.
Right. And they're expended for operational costs. Do you remember that? I mean, the numbers and...
They did a scenario of what it was going to cost us to cut this bond and cover that. Oh. Which was probably one.
Yeah.
You know, they were making figures from broken, increased broken materials.
Circuit clerk, is that the next one? I'm looking at my sheet here. Rick's going to find those figures for us on the jail facility. Right now, I'm going to put that as 1.7, right, Rick? So I'm going to increase by 65,000 what I had as an expenditure there. 1,700,000.
And I'm going to write down a note behind it. Evidence for the effort.
And so which budget line are you putting that 1.7?
125.
20001, he said.
The total is 9,700,926.
Perfect. Okay. That's right.
Say not until she comes in, she'll be.
But we'll take a look, right? Okay. If what was approved in 2012, 95-194, and there were no increases, then 95-194 would be the new amount. Correct. Based on 2012 approved budget, I'm sorry. Based on the formula we were using. So we'll, she requested 98,670, so we'll talk about that when she comes. I heard you. Economic development, 127. So we're leaving the, what should we tell her? We're not changing anything yet on the
circuit.
On the circuit.
We're going to tell her where, but 127. Leaving the grant salary in of 30. We did that same as 2012 already, right? I wrote that at the bottom. Good on Jim.
I haven't been the same as 2012. That's okay. That's
what's well, it's no anymore. Not because we have to have a discussion, the three of us, about this $35,000 request. Remind me what that's for again. Just give a presentation.
Before you go any further, how much is $39,000? The 2011 bid award will not be in charge. We have any more, will it?
Say that again.
That line, 2011 bid award.
Bid award? I lost it. I don't know what that is.
Well, my understanding is you guys put that in there because you decided that you wanted them to be able to have.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's the $25,000 a year to get this thing started. Right? It's actually the $25,000 that we supplemented the economic development.
Short answer to Rick is. Yes, that will be in there, but the line above it will, the 50, he's put that in.
So, yeah, I take it from about 1,000 a year.
You did already.
You already did.
Well, I didn't.
Oh, so you're printed out as a request of zero.
That's only a request, but I copied 2012 approved.
All the way over. I see what you're talking about.
So you come up with a total of 94,600 then?
Well, let's see here. We got 30 here.
We will be responsible for the 50 grand.
But that's actually here.
Google services. Is that, that's what it is then that we'll have to come up with for.
Nothing here. This is correct. This was the line that Nikki was moved to, Danny.
Share with me as you're going down through this
line. I will, as soon as I'm going back and then chat with you guys about it. We have to discuss this with Jim because we have a major. But you have to remind me what that was for. I know it's for a survey for. Who's there?
Boy, I cannot think of what they had requested.